that in a shortened off season, that coaches group and Joe's group had the energy to continue to go battle and find guys with less resources this year. It's something that we're all proud of. So thank them. You guys too. It's been a short off season for all of us. Long nights here, long times away from home. So appreciate that. Thank you. I know you're all looking forward to the next couple of months as well. I want to start off by just giving a recap of what we did the last couple of days. You know, we came in, we didn't have a lot of picks, but we kind of looked at it a little differently. Our first round pick, we moved back, we picked up a second, we got Dallas, as I look at him right there, Dallas and Green. When we made the trade for Carson Wentz a couple of years ago, one of the sticking points was not giving up our first and second round pick last year. Obviously, we got the first back with Sam and the trade, but being able to get Sidney Jones last year and basically redshirting him and having him right now, that we view that as a big part of our draft. In fact, in our draft room, on our draft board, we view Sidney Jones as part of this. In the third round, Darby, getting a starter, a guy who played for us, played big in big games, had big moments, under contract this year in the third round. So before we even started, we felt like we had some things out of the first couple of rounds. In the fourth round, Jay, and then addressing a couple of important positions with the corner and the defensive lineman. The fifth round, we used to move up, but by the same token, using that pick to get Michael Bennett coming back, and in the sixth round, getting an offensive lineman that we were really excited to get. And then in the seventh round, getting an interesting guy that we had a lot of discussions about, and all of us are really excited to work with. At the same time, being able to trade back also allowed us to get some cap room, and we've agreed to terms to bring Darren Sproles back to Philly. We're really excited about that. So Darren's going to come back this year, and so we have that. And I think some of the things about trading back, when you're able to get some cap room and free up some money, it allows you to do things like this. So we looked at that as we were making these moves. So we're really excited about bringing Darren back. He's really excited to be back in Green. I think now is a time that we're trying to get a lot of players and the scouting staff, coaching, working together. Jake Rosenberg does an unbelievable job with the contract part and the administrative part of this, and then we roll. So that's all I got.
What does it mean to get Darren back?
He was a big part of, putting this thing together for me. Obviously, my first year last year was unfortunate, the injury, what he's done so far, and putting himself back in a position to come back and help this football team in many, many ways, from a leadership standpoint and a running back standpoint and a punt return standpoint. I'm excited to get him back, and I know he is too, and just looking forward to getting him back in the building and seeing that smiling face here.
Howie, did knowing that you were having Sproles come back influence how you went about the draft? You guys didn't get a running back.
Yeah, I think for us, we try to stick to our board as much as possible. Darren's a special player, a special guy, so it's hard to compare anyone we would have gotten in the draft to Darren anyway, but it just didn't work out the way our board was to get one, so it wasn't like we bypassed one for Darren, but I mean, I know when we signed Darren, it's everyone in the building excited. You know, the owner's excited, the head coach is excited, the offense coordinator's excited, the special teams coach is excited, the vice president player personnel is excited. He's just that kind of guy. Dom's excited. It's fun to have Darren Sproles as a player on your football team. So
last week about one of the regrets from last year was not getting one of those running backs. But you guys still last year went and were able to cover yourself with Corey Clement.
Really the quote. The question was, if you look back the year before, you regretted not getting an offensive lineman or a position that you thought there was strength. And then the question was, if there was one position that you thought going into the draft to that you didn't come out with that you thought you'd get earlier, was there a position? I said running back. It wasn't.
Strong. Okay. Do you look at how you handled the running back position last year? You were able to cover yourself with Corey, with Jay, and with Blunt, that you still feel comfortable, obviously, with getting Darren Sproles, that you can do something in the undrafted world and maybe even beyond that.
Yeah, we like our running backs. I mean, that's a pretty good room now. I mean, Jay's a pretty good player. Corey's a pretty good player. Darren's a pretty good player. Wendell's a pretty good player. Pump has a lot to prove. And, you know, we still have the opportunity to get someone here after the draft. So I don't know. You know, Coach could probably answer it better. But I think from a front office perspective, that's a good room.
Did you sign Darren after you figured out you weren't going to be able to draft a running back?
We've been talking to Darren before the draft. You know, it's been a priority to get Darren back. You know, I think I got the message when a coach would come by my office, you know, I don't know, maybe once a day, twice a day, and say, what's going on with Darren? When are we getting Sproles back? And I said, I got the message, Coach. So, you know, but we all wanted Darren back. You know, it was our goal to bring him back. We talked after the Super Bowl with Darren about that it would be a priority for him to come back. And he's a freak. You know, he's the things he's doing in his rehab, it's amazing.
To be ready for week one?
For sure. I think he is. You know, I don't want to speak about the medical, but yeah, we're very optimistic about where he is and getting him ready for the season.
I know you self-scout every year. When you look at how this draft played out, whether it was the process leading up to it or the 3 days, was there anything different or anything you wanted to emphasize this year, specifically from years past that you learned?
Well, I think, one, we don't want to be in the position where we have this few picks again. You know, I think it's a hard first couple of days for people who put a lot of time and effort into the process. And, you know, you see that. You know, the last 2 days, it's hard. And a lot of guys get off the board. So we don't want to do that again. I think that's the first takeaway. But, you know, we'll sit down and over the next week and we'll talk about the process and we'll talk while it's fresh on our minds and take some notes on things maybe we could have done better and try to learn from it.
Joe, what about Jordan Mailata? What kind of report did you get from Stout? Apparently he worked with him a lot. And guy looks like he could pick you up and throw you about 50 yards.
Yeah, Jordan, unusual process with Jordan, obviously discussed about his rugby career over in Australia. But first got on our radar the weekend of the league meetings, as you know, they had the pro combine, pro player, the veteran combine, and then the super regional combine was down in Atlanta. And so we had Dwayne Joseph and Brandon Brown there. He jumped out there. They were able to get him on the radar, and we did a ton of work from there on Jordan. We were able to send Coach Stoutland down. We brought him in here for one of our visits, got to know him as well as we could, so that we had a real comfort with Jordan as a person.
What gives you the sense that he can pick Joe up and throw him 50 yards? Like that's like an unbelievable feat. I'm just trying to picture anyone picking Joe up and like physically throwing him 50 yards. You know,
how was the decision like made Chapa? As far as an offensive lineman going that way with him? Is that etched in stone?
You know, right now he's going to be in Stout's room, and. You know, excited about the size and athleticism. I mean, those measurables, they're pretty rare. And just to see the excitement that not only Stout but Eugene had about Jordan, you know, it was palpable.
Did you take anything from his rugby film? Is there any kind of –
can give him the ball on the goal line.
I don't know.
Maybe. No, what you saw on the YouTube, I'm sure all of you have seen it. You've seen a big man that people are bouncing off of, you know, and we also brought in Adam Zaruba last year. So, you know, we weren't averse to dipping back into the rugby pool. And that was impressive. It definitely was an eye opener watching the YouTube.
Well, you guys, the Eagles haven't drafted a running back in the first three rounds since 09 with Shady. But you always have good running backs. And you talked before the draft about there's different way. Why, what about that position is it that you can kind of build and get quality without using premium draft picks?
No, he was looking at you.
Oh, okay. If you look historically, running back, I touched on last week, I mean, you can get good running backs anywhere through the draft. I mean, you know, I really don't have an answer for you there. You can get great running backs in the first. And like the draft has proven the last few years, you can get great running backs in the third. And like we proved last year, you can get a really good running back after the draft. So it works. It just works out. It seems to work out that way every year with the depth of the draft at that position.
Real quick technical question. Is there still an international exemption for the practice squad?
Not in the NFC East. Not in the NFC East.
For Joe, the scouting staff spends a year on the road on college campuses. You draft four college players and one international player. How do you reconcile that with the scouting staff? What's the message to them?
Yeah, we had a great meeting today. And, you know, I think in how he touched on it and we talked about it, it's hard going through three rounds and having one player taken. And you see these magnets come off the board, and each of those magnets, hours and hours of work, driving, staying at a hotel. And so it can be
There's
difficult
no
on that. Now we're digital. So the digital magnet
first year
off the board. But the guys were fired up about today. And, you know, we had one more meeting, kind of speak now, forever hold your peace meeting, put your name on this guy. If you're excited about this guy, we need to know about it. And it brought the juice and the intensity level up, and we had a great day today.
I think Joe said last week that from your experience, it was kind of difficult to get undrafted guys to want to maybe come to a Super Bowl team because they doubted the opportunity they'd have. Have you guys encountered that so far, and what do you do to counteract that?
We use our assets to recruit. So Coach Peterson has been on the phone a lot in the last whenever since the draft ended. I think what we realize is we have a lot of persistent, determined people in our scouting staff, on our coaching staff, and I think Joe was setting the bar low. He knew that what was going to go on here, and just watching the process since the draft ended, I think we're going to be all right after the draft. So we're excited about some of those guys. Hopefully, you know, we can get them committed and get them in Eagles green.
Two fourth-round picks and Mailata are all impressive athletic specimens. It seems like Pryor didn't test quite that well. What did you see with him? What makes you excited about him?
Pryor is a giant of a human being. Excellent length, mass. If you go back, he gives us guard tackle flexibility. If you go back to the Oklahoma game, I would say watch that game, what he does as a guard. He puts people on the ground with ease. That's another player that Stout and Eugene were pretty fired up about.
As were you.
Yes.
All
right,
thanks, guys.
All right, next.
Thank you.
Next.